Well, listeners, now it's time for a break from the news desk for one of our regular interview sections. And this week, we strolled over to Furness Community Hall to meet Richard Christopher from Côr Meibion Llanelli. So I'm joined now by Mr. Richard Christopher at the Côr Meibion Llanelli rehearsal session at Furness Community Hall in Llanelli. Richard, big concert coming up soon.
Yep, we've got a very busy calendar, but the really big one for the choir is, of course, the annual, which is on the 30th of June at Furness Theatre. So whilst we've got other engagements between now and then, we are really, really busy, which all the lads are really pleased about.
Good. And there's something that's very special about this annual concerts. Obviously, they come along every year.
Indeed.
And Côr Meibion Llanelli does everybody very proud in Llanelli every year. Yeah. But this one's a bit different, isn't it?
Well, it is. To be honest, in the past, Côr Meibion Llanelli have engaged the services of artists, of varying types of artists, along with many other choirs, do the same. We decided, Ivion and myself, Ivion the musical director, had decided that we should approach this differently. Why don't we give the youth of Llanelli a chance to shine? So combined with the Gethin Hughes bursary fund, which Ivion and myself and my wife set up 4 years ago to encourage youth in their musical challenges, as it were, and to help them forward their career through college and then on to a professional career. And as such, we're doing exactly the same at our annual concert. We're working with Loud Applause Rising Stars, young talent from the ages of 15 through to 19 or 20, three girls, three boys, and they will be in tough competition with each other on the night, and the audience will be there, it's live, and the audience will enjoy the occasion, hopefully encourage the youngsters with their applause, and we have got three very, very top-rate adjudicators to make sure that fair play, and it's a prize of winner takes all. So it's £750 for the winner.
Wow, that's nice for somebody, isn't it? And that's what they get to take away to go to college, then, basically.
Definitely, yeah. Yep, to help them pay the way through college.
Yeah. We have run this. The first Gethin Hughes Memorial Bursary was held in Greenfield Chapel a couple of years ago. And if I remember it rightly, it was won by a young singer from Drumsaran who was studying at Cardiff School of Music and Drama.
That's right.
A great event.
Megan Thomas, yes. Yeah. And she's gone on to great things as well. But we're not totally altruistic about this because at the back of my mind is always, well, these youngsters are being helped by Loud Applause, Rising Stars and Côr Meibion Llanelli. Who knows, in the future, they become a really shining star. How about a little tap-up to say, well, come back and sing for us, will you? Just to show us what you've done.
That would be nice, because these are possibly the Sian Cothys and the Bryn Terfels of the future. And
absolutely, absolutely, and they've got every chance. And we're helping them, along with Loud Applause, Rising Stars, to get their foot on that first rung of the ladder.
Yeah. You mentioned Ivion, of course, is Ivion Thomas, the musical director of Côr Meibion Llanelli, and of course, he's instrumental in organising this. You've got a personal stake in this, in a way, because you're related to Gethin.
Yes, indeed. It's a little convoluted, but in fact, Gethin, I've known since I was a young boy. I'm still a young boy, of course, but he is my second cousin, or was my second cousin, and I've grown up knowing Gethin, well, as I say, since a small boy. Yeah. And he was a great family man. Although he was never married, it was our family he took under his wing.
Yeah. I mean, everybody in Llanelli remembers Gethin Hughes, and of course, he wrote solo notes in the Llanelli Star.
Yes.
But of course, he was a great accompanist. He had his own Llety Young Music Lovers Society, yeah. did a lot of work for charity, and he was awarded the MBE and so on. And he contributed a lot to life in Llety, isn't he?
Marvellous musician. If you've got time for one little story, and it's an absolutely true story, on my 60th birthday, we hired a rather large grand house in West Wales with 14 bedrooms. All the family came, including Geffin. And there was a music room there with a lovely piano. And on the Sunday evening, I said to Geffin, come on, let's go through to the music room, shall we? Yes, he said, yeah. So he sat at the piano, and I said to him, Geffin, can you play Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star? Yes, he said. And off he went, just one finger. Yeah. Fine, I said, can you play that in the style of, say, Handel? And of course, straight away, and it was Handel playing. Mm. Now, how about Chopin? How would he play that? I went through 10 of the well-known composers and who had individual styles, and he went through each one, and each was recognisable to that simple little tune.
Yeah,
what a musician.
No, a very good musician, and you say he thoroughly enjoyed, you go on tour with him, and he played the organs and whatever was thrown at him at different occasions worldwide. And
Absolutely.
But he did contribute a lot to the life of Llety.
Larger than life.
Yeah. But this is a lovely sort of tribute to him, isn't it?
It is. You know, I mean, we still, all the lads in the choir still talk about Geffin. They still talk about the stories on tour. But best of all, they treated him as a pal. Mm. And he looked on the choir as his pals as well.
So just remind us once again the date and the venue for the annual concert and the Geffin Hughes Memorial.
Indeed. Saturday, 30th of June, 7 o'clock, Furness Theatre. Come and support all the youngsters and the choir. The choir are in really tip-top form. So you're promised a really good evening.
Diolch yn fawr. Thank you very much, Richard.
Chris
Thank
you.
Listeners, that was myself, Robert Lloyd, talking to Richard Christopher of Cwr Meibion Llety at their rehearsal session at Furness this week. And now it's back to the news desk.